earlier this morning as news about the Dallas shooting unfolded. Former Illinois Congressman Joe Walsh sparked controversy by declaring a war against President Obama and Black Lives Matter activists. Around 9 p.m. last night, Walsh tweeted, quote, three Dallas cops killed, seven wounded. This is now war. Watch out, Obama. Watch out, Black Lives Matter punks. Real America is coming after you, he wrote. He later deleted the tweet. This comes as many commentators are inaccurately claiming there's been a rise in violence against police officers under the Obama administration. In reality, the opposite is true. During the first 7 years of Obama's presidency, an average of 54 officers were shot and killed. That's less than the average of officers killed each year under George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, Ronald Reagan, and Gerald Ford. In fact, the safest 2 years for police officers over the last century were during the Obama presidency, the years 2013 and 2015, which also coincided with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement.